Hello, how have you been? Today we have a new episode of the English Online Podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the English Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to englishonline.com.br and click Podcast English Online. So let's talk about a term in English that describes something that many women love to do. Window shopping. Yeah, maybe there are men who enjoy doing that a little bit, but I think it's more of a woman thing. Many women get out of the house when they want to kill time and go window shopping. And what does that mean? That means you go out to where the shops are and you look at lots of store windows. Well, you actually look at the objects behind the store windows, but you don't really buy anything. A store window is that big chunk of glass behind which goods for sale are exposed. So you just go walking down the street and looking at the objects for sale behind the store windows, and you don't actually buy anything. You are just window shopping. Okay, now I want to know, who enjoys going window shopping? Is that you? This could be your hobby, window shopping on the weekend. Maybe you go window shopping every Saturday morning. And notice that I'm using the following expression, go window shopping. Maybe you go window shopping every Saturday. That's what you enjoy doing. So let's take the opportunity to recap a few expressions that follow the same structure. Go followed by a verb in ing form. Many activities in English are referred to in their ing form. What I mean by that is, it's as though their name was the ing form. Let me give you examples. Some popular weekend activities include dancing, playing soccer, swimming, going to the beach, drinking beer. I have just listed out a few activities, haven't I? Dancing, playing soccer, swimming, going to the beach, drinking beer. These are like the names of the activities, the ing forms. I'm not gonna get into too much detail about this because there's a post at English Online that covers that. What I am going to do in this episode is give you lots more examples that use this structure. The reason is, I think this is considered a basic structure. I remember it was in one of the lessons of the English book I used to teach from, and yet, I don't see many Brazilians using it. So let's dive right into it. I guess there's no better way to present examples of this structure than to talk about popular activities like fishing, dancing, swimming, kayaking, and bowling. The activities I just mentioned are all examples of things you go doing. My grandfather used to go fishing almost every weekend. He really enjoyed fishing. That means, ele gostava de pescar, de pescaria. He used to go fishing almost every weekend. Now, that means ele costumava ir pescar, quase todo fim de semana. There are many, many people who enjoy dancing. They enjoy it so much that if they could, they would go dancing every night at a nightclub or at a dance club or something. I know people who go dancing as often as they can. They just love it. They try to go dancing every Friday and or Saturday. Now, what about swimming? Are you a swimmer? Do you go swimming with any kind of regularity? I never go swimming, really, but I know people who do regularly. Are you a regular swimmer? Do you go swimming, like, every other day? Now, I guess kayaking and bowling are really more like weekend activities. Some people are crazy about bowling. I think bowling is way more popular in the USA nowadays than it is in Brazil. I remember when bowling used to be popular in Brazil, but it's been a while. Do you enjoy bowling? And if so, do you go bowling regularly? How often? Every 2 weeks or so? Kayaking must be fun too for those who enjoy it. I don't know anyone who goes kayaking very often. I guess athletes and real outdoorsy types are the people who go kayaking with some kind of regularity. So why don't you tell us about your outdoors activities or any of the activities mentioned here? How often do you go dancing or window shopping or swimming? Every day? Every weekend? Every 2 weeks or so? Let us know in the comments and talk to you next time.